Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The U.S. added another authorized vaccine against COVID-19 Friday. It's allowing the emergency use of Moderna's vaccine, which is similar to the one from Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Early results show both vaccines appear safe and effective. The World Health Organization is warning the pandemic could get far worse before vaccines start to make a dent. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
While the COVID outbreaks in many parts of the world have gone up and down, the trends in the Americas, for the most part, have been steadily up. The United States, Mexico, and Canada are all reporting record numbers of cases and deaths. In South America, Brazil has seen cases double since the start of November. Mike Ryan, the WHO's head of emergencies, says vaccines won't be widely available for months, and vaccines alone won't stop this pandemic.
We should celebrate that vaccines are coming. But the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough.
He says countries that have high levels of transmission right now can expect that transmission to intensify if physical distancing, mask requirements, and other public health measures aren't put into place. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The two top congressional leaders have received the vaccine for COVID-19. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell received the first of two shots Friday.
Citing federal guidelines designed to ensure that U.S. government functions during the pandemic, the Capitol physician is urging lawmakers to sign up for the vaccine. In a letter to Congress, Dr. Brian Monahan said there is no reason for anyone to defer the shots, adding that the benefit far exceeds any small risk. Lawmakers are in the process of finalizing the next coronavirus relief bill, which includes billions of dollars for vaccine distribution.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. As the pandemic intensifies educational disparities, New York City is trying to make admissions at some public schools more fair. Jessica Gold from member station WNYC reports.
New York City's public schools are among the most segregated in the country, and getting into some can be harder than getting into the Ivy League. Many schools use grades, scores, and attendance to evaluate students, which research shows impedes integration. But during the pandemic, tests were canceled and grading changed. Officials say that's why middle schools won't use that criteria next year, though high schools still can. The city is also getting rid of the priority some Manhattan students get for popular schools near where they live. Integration advocates say it's a step, but not nearly enough. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gould in New York.
You're listening to NPR News. The Census Bureau has released its latest results from a survey on the effect of the pandemic on people living in the U.S. It found about 1 in 3 adults reported they expect someone in their household to be hurt financially in the next month. About 1 in 10 said there was sometimes not enough food in their house. And more than a third said they fear eviction or foreclosure in the next 2 months. 2020 is virtually tied for the hottest year ever recorded. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the last 5 years are the 5 hottest years on record.
Global temperature records go back to 1880. The hottest year ever recorded was 2016. That year, the Earth was 1.82 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the 20th century average. The first 11 months of 2020 are within 0.02 of a degree of that target. Basically, 2020 and 2016 are tied. No matter which year ends up being the hottest year on record, the trend is clear. The Earth is much hotter than it was before humans became dependent on burning fossil fuels, and global warming is accelerating. That was on full display in 2020, with more powerful hurricanes, more intense wildfires, less ice in the Arctic, and longer, more deadly heat waves. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Jazz musician Jeff Clayton has died of kidney cancer. He led popular bands with his brother John and was nominated twice for Grammys. He performed with big names such as Lena Horne and Stevie Wonder. Jeff Clayton was 65. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.